Norwich has been shortlisted as one of the three finalists in this year's Great British High Street competition. Residents are invited to tweet their support, and the judges will be coming to inspect the city. If they encounter the traffic jams reported this week, and confirmed as dreadful by your editor, they'll not be impressed. However, Norwich is celebrating this week as the first ever science festival is underway.
Residents of Norwich and those from further afield have rushed to support the city in its bid to be named as having the country's best high street. Earlier this week, the City Castle Arcade District was shortlisted in the third annual Great British High Street competition. And although the area has fierce competition from Bristol and Derby, those who love its quirky shops and welcoming atmosphere have shown their support online. Hugh Sayer encouraged people to get behind the city and tweet their support. He added, "Norwich definitely deserves to win. If the Castle Arcade District, which was nominated by Norwich Business Improvements District, BID, wins, they will get a share of the prize pot worth £100,000. And they'll expect to they will get expert training from Google's Digital Task Force for shops, bars and restaurants, and a trip to Twitter's UK London office to further boost their social media skills. Alongside the public's votes, shortlisted, cities and towns will also be inspected by the judging panel, made up of industrial leaders from across retail, property and business, including British Land, the Post Office and Holland and Barrett."
Frustrated drivers found themselves caught up in rush hour jams in the centre of Norwich due to roadworks required because a traffic island was put in the wrong place. The downhill lane of Cattle Market Street was shut because it needs to be moved further down the road. The closure is due to last until Sunday, October the 30th, and it's contributed to long queues around the city, with build-ups in Burr Street, Cattle Market Street, Golden Ball Street, All Saints Green, Queen's Road and Rouen Road and King Street, the diversion route for vehicles unable to get down Cattle Market Street, where there were temporary traffic lights in place. As reported, a design oversight on the traffic island, part of a multi-million pound shake-up in the city centre, means it must be moved 8 metres down the road.
Norwich has fast become a world leader in science, as the first ever citywide science festival launched with hundreds of children thronging the forum. The two-week festival aims to celebrate the huge advances in scientific fields that have been made through collaborations between Norwich Research Park, the UEA, Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and many more. "Agriculture is really where Norfolk has led the way in science," she said. "They didn't know they were scientists at the time, but through observation and experimentation, they introduced crop rotation. Norfolk is also famous for having two Nobel Prize winners, and it still leads the way. Science is very important to innovative small businesses which have thrived despite the current economic turndown we are seeing. Approximately one-third of working people in Norfolk are involved in businesses with some science element to them. We also have one of the largest life science clusters in Europe in the Norwich Research Park, which has 12,000 employees and is a fantastic engine for the region. The Forum is a hub venue for the festival, which events also planned at the Norwich Playhouse open and the Norwich Arts Centre. It runs until October the 30th and is being organised by the Forum with the support of partner organisations. Now we come to our first feature for this week. Winter is looming and the number of people sleeping rough on the streets of Norwich seems to be rising. Tom Bristow of the Evening News has looked to see what is behind the crisis and what is being done about it. Here is Peter Walsh to read Tom Bristow's article.